In my feeling, when a church member picks up this book, number one, they're going to probably not have formal worship training. Mm-hmm. I wanted to write it where it's very accessible to everyone to speak in terms they understand. I want the person that's reading it to feel seen, not shamed for where they are. I'm sure there's going to be times that people feel their, as we say, our toes are being stepped on or feel conviction, but it's not to shame them. I hope the book is deeply hopeful that God can grow them as a worshiper right where they live and where they work. I want them to understand that worship is far more than music. It's God, as I mentioned before, is God revealing himself as people responding with their whole lives, their mind, their heart, the will, and the body. And I hope they walk away from the reading of that book believing, I have a real part to play in the health and unity of my church's worship. And they know a few concrete next steps they can take. And the last chapter and the afterword is as long as any of the other chapters. It really helps people to take that journey they've been through and think about their next steps. This is beginning to be a rhythm. This is for all of life. It's not just a 10 or 11 week study and then we're done, but it's something that hopefully will change their lives and change the lives of their church.